This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I said, I will carry out my responsibilities under the regulations. Under the regulations, whoever is Attorney General can only overrule the special counsel if the special counsel does something that is so unwarranted under established practice. I am not going to surrender the responsibilities I have. You would not like it if I made some pledge to the president that I was going to exercise my responsibilities in a particular way. And I'm not going to make a pledge to anyone on this committee that I'm going to exercise it in a particular way or surrender it.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the soon-to-be new Attorney General, Mr. Barr. And he's making it very clear to Sidney Blumenthal, flaming Democrat and contrarian, that you're not going to tell me how to do my job. Nobody's going to tell me how to do my job. Now, from what I hear, they say he's going to leave Mueller in place. Maybe, maybe not. One of my friends, somebody wrote to me on the program and said, hey, Kevin, Barr is good friends with Mueller. What do you think is going to happen? I don't know. I know this. 2019 is going to be one heck of a year for conservatives because no matter who's coming online, if they have any morality at all, they're going to be looking at the Democrats. Look, $145 million was donated from Russia to the Clinton Foundation. Yet, we don't have not a single breadcrumb from Mueller leading to the Clinton Foundation. He's scratched the surface. He's alluded to doing something with the Podestas, but where are they? I mean, there's so many connections to Russia. The Medvedev comment from Barack Obama, when I get elected again, I'll have more time. And the $500,000 for a speech that Bill Clinton got. And the various trips that Mueller himself made to deliver uranium. The Uranium One deal and everybody involved there. There's all the FBI stuff. And the new things that are coming out. The Russian bankers are suing for the Steele dossier. And they want to get some discovery on these things. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So, what are you talking about? There's enough dots to be connected there. So, what the AG is saying is, look, until I have a reason, I don't want to do anything. But what I will tell you is he will probably have a reason very soon. This New York Times expose, they're already, it's been a big backfire. I don't know if you guys realize, that piece investigating of the FBI investigating Trump, and when the New York Times released that story, it was intended to absolve FBI leadership of any wrongdoing. But what it did was do exactly the opposite. It actually showcased the FBI choosing to investigate the President of the United States for retaliation. Because it fired one of its own. It fired James Comey. By the way, I've covered this. Rod Rosenstein recommended it. But they never had any real evidence to open up any investigations against the president, but they doggone Skippy. President Trump had a reason to fire Comey, and Rosenstein recommended it, set everything into motion, and that's where we stand today. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, big backfire. But anyway, that's Barr. He's saying to Blumenthal, look, you're not going to browbeat me. I've been approved. I was a Bush appointee. You know, I got no skin in the game. But, which, by the way, that has to make the Democrats feel pretty good because the Bush family has no love for Donald Trump. You know what I like about Trump when you come to think about these things? Trump knows all the incestuous business that goes on in D.C. He knows it. You can't find somebody with actually, you know, who's cleaner than a preacher's sheets. But what he says is, I got to find the least crooked person. I got to let them back themselves into a corner. I have to let them think I'm country stupid And as soon as I'm able to get them, I'll get them. And that's why I'm telling you, Rosenstein is gone, not because Rosenstein wants to be gone. I'm saying in terms of his need to protect the system in place, the swamp. Rosenstein, whatever, he's gone because he knows if he stays around much longer, he's going to be in trouble. He can no longer work inside of the apparatus. He's got to go. That's why I tell you guys, put on your party hats. What are you doing? Have you ordered your party hats? Happy New Year 2019. You should put that hat on and you should wear it in your car everywhere you go. That's what I say. You should put it in your car and wear it everywhere you go. It's going to be a great year. Here's what Lindsey Graham tweeted. He says, Democrats call for James Comey's firing until President Donald Trump actually fired Comey. Democrats supported wall/barriers until President Trump requested funding for wall/barriers. Shameless hypocrisy. Lindsey Graham is now tweeting about the shameless hypocrisy of the left. And he's doing, I mean, this is a guy who, by the way, probably complained about President Trump's tweeting. Probably hadn't thought about social media in any meaningful way his entire life. And now he's tweeting. He's putting his message out. And you know what? It gets pretty good coverage. You think anybody ever again will dismiss social media? Donald Trump set the stage. And he's a trailblazer. But he's a trailblazer in another way that's going to have you with a smile on your face. He's a trailblazer. Because he's going to be the first guy to disrupt D.C. to the point of exploding it. See, this is what happens when the cover-up is so big. There's no way to get out. Heads begin to roll. People begin to quit. By the way, we are going to talk in a minute about what they call the Trump shutdown trap. What an interesting story. Now, the other day, I talked about the real impact of the Trump shutdown as written by an insider. A person who's supposedly part of the Trump administration, verified by the Daily Caller, who wanted to remain anonymous, and he went on and on and on to talk about the shutdown. The revelations that came from that, written from a buddy of mine, his name is Thomas Lifson. Thomas is the editor over at American Thinker. Really makes you put your thinking cap on. It makes you understand how good of a strategist Donald Trump is. Now, the other thing we'll talk about today is some of the shifting of gears that the left is trying to do. They think they've got a new toy. Donald Trump's Putin notes. The Democrats think they got themselves a brand new shiny toy. So we'll cover that too. Man, going to be another fun day listening to Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The sacred cows are being fricasseed. They're being barbecued. I'm talking about these leftist sacred cows. And pretty soon, you're going to see a lot more of them getting thrown on the grill. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What's going on, folks, is the left are beginning to look at their cast of characters and they're starting to say, you know what? We may want to rethink what's going on here. I read you all the people who've declared to be president, a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of them. And you know who's due to come up after that? Well, you've already got Elizabeth Warren, who's got no shot. She's declared and there's no buzz about her, nothing. But then you got a host of other people that have started jockeying for position. Okay, Beto, who cleaned his teeth in public. But you have people who said they wouldn't run. A billionaire, Steyer, said he wouldn't run. Good choice, Robin, because you're never going to be Batman. Steyer, with all his wealth, you know what he figured out? He can't win. Let me make you another prediction. Bloomberg, he's not going to run. He's all self-finance. That way I won't be beholden. Yeah, he's got all the panache of a rotted apple. He won't run. Joe Biden, they say, is considering running. Okay, fine, Joe Biden, run. You're not going to run. I don't believe Joe Biden's going to run, and I don't think, certainly don't think he could win. Bernie Sanders, they're saying he's going to run. I'm going to make you a bet that Bernie Sanders won't run. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, doggone Skippy won't be running because she's going to be trying to stay out of prison. And many of these people that are Democrats that think they've got a shot, watch how many of them change their mind as more and more information about these Democrats come out, starts to leak. Watch what happens. And you know what you're going to end up with? A sacrificial lamb. Yeah, a psycho. A sacrificial lamb who runs against President Trump. Because nobody that's got a serious political career is going to want to do it. I know you, Kevin, you're dreaming, man. You're dreaming, black man. No, I'm not dreaming. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, the reason why I talk about sacred cows, Bill Clinton was thrown under the bus by ABC. On January the 10th, I'm reading this. In prime time, the unthinkable happened. ABC ran a two-hour special describing what a screw-up, a perv, a narcissist William Jefferson Clinton was. A parade of ABC reporters and news folks chimed in, clucking how awful he really was at heart. Think about that. Bill Clinton is canonized. He was called the first black president. People speak of this man as if he is a god in the leftist community. And now, ABC, not Fox, ran this special. Now, the guy goes on to say this. But isn't this the network of George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased news anchor, Martha Raddatz, crying live on TV at the loss of Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Chris the Lesser Cuomo? The lesser of his brother. That's kind of a cruel thing to say, but it's funny. How can this be, he writes, or she. Has the North Pole shifted? Has the sun darkened? It was truly hilarious to watch the parade of objective ABC notables solemnly intoning what a reprobate Bill Clinton was throughout the Lewinsky fiasco. It raises the question, where were they in the 1990s when he was apparently molesting and raping his way from Arkansas north to D.C. and jeopardizing U.S. national security along the way? Blackmail anyone? I love this writer. I don't even know who it is, but you want to talk about the right amount of snark. I'm talking about, you know, not oversalting and not oversweetening the meal, but just the right amount of spice. And he says, and it raises yet more tantalizing, the more tantalizing question of what has changed. Why now? See, that's what I always ask myself these types of things. What's the timing of this? Why are you doing this now? Why suddenly you take a guy who was freaking Cosby and you want to toss him away, you know, two decades later as if he's yesterday's news? That's not what leftists tend to do. They only demonize Republicans. Still, they hate Reagan to this day. Yeah. Now, George Bush they like, which is a strange one, but then again, he was a lefty to begin with. But I'm saying, they don't do this to their own. You can tell a lefty, FDR was a cross-burning racist, my friend. He put a member of the Klan on the Supreme Court as well as a segregationist. Burn. Hugo Black and Burn, and they're, well, hey, but he brought the New Deal, man. Okay. Anyway, Bill Clinton was dogged. He goes on to write, despite the left's inability to shoot itself in the foot, hats off to Mr. Maduro and the Chuck and Nancy American Gothic tableau, I'm still of the belief that there are some semi-intelligent, if not beneficent being, Soros, Bloomberg, Gates, Buffett, Zuckerberg, Kim Jong-il, Pee-wee Herman, that holds the strings behind a political, educational, media, cultural shift that has been ongoing in the U.S. and the West at large since the 1930s. Take a few steps back and it's hard to miss. If that's the case, then someone has decided that the Clintons are, and he puts in parentheses, in a brackets, finally out. But who's in? This to me is intriguing because I'm not kidding you. You don't hammer. They would cover the Bill, the Lewinsky thing, soft shoe. Like, the Clintons were going through some things, but still, on balance, Bill Clinton was an amazing president. They didn't say that at all. I go back to what they said, what he said at first. They talked about how awful he was. And what was he says, describing what a screw up, a perv, a narcissist. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it now just to see. But a screw up, a perv, and a narcissist. I mean, these are words that you would that the left would use to describe Donald Trump, not Bill Clinton, even post-Clinton era. He goes on, and he didn't finish it with this, but he says, clearly a sea change is coming. Last night did everything but announce it with trumpets. The question is why and why now? Those are always the questions. Why and why now? I ask these questions all the time. I say things like, where's Adam Schiff, who was so hell-bent on the Russian investigation and all these things were going to be a matter of national security if we leak, if we put information out, you put it out? No, nothing. Not a matter of national security. Impugns the FBI. He says, if it comes out, it's going to, the information that's going to come out is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back for Trump. Information comes out, and Trump, nothing happens. And then he moves on conveniently to some new thing. And so you're looking around going, where's all, now, but before you move on to the new thing, how about we resolve the old thing? They never resolve. Do you understand how Donald Trump's got to be looking at this stuff going, you guys never finish what you start. You make a statement and it disappears into the ether, or at least you hope it does. Trump doesn't forget. But here's, I'm telling you, there's something to this ABC thing and the Clintons being thrown under the bus. Hillary Clinton is going to be very quiet, and she has been. Go look and see what you find about Hillary Clinton in the last month.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents?
More Americans are feeling the strain as a partial government shutdown continues in day 27. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News why he introduced the Shutdown Prevention Act.
If Congress has not passed their appropriation bills on time and the government's going to shut down, the money keeps being spent, but at 1% cut across the board everything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got to tell you, of all the stories I've done in a while, and I'm going to go back like 3 months, this probably is one of my favorites. It's undoubtedly one of my favorites. It may very well be my favorite story. And it's because I understand the impact of it. I know, I've seen the future, folks.
I'm not trying to be Martin Luther King. Been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. And though we may not get there together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good king right there.
Free at last. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Free at last.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I can work on it. I'll work on it. I promise you. But let me tell you. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. 2019. I know we want it to be 2020, but 2019, and it'll bleed over into 2020. And if you want, go on and call it 2020. Okay? But this is the year. Let me put it to you this way. These next 2 years, you are going to love being a conservative in this country. You're going to love being a pragmatist. You're going to love being somebody that seeks the truth. And you're going to readily adopt your new cloak. Whatever they call it, conservative, Republican, Tea Party. I hope you adopt Tea Party and go to teapartycommunity.org because that's what you should be doing. Get signed up. Pay the $5 a month fee to help us get things going because we are going to rock politics. I'm done listening to other people. It's time for somebody to help this president out. We have the plans. We have the system that's ready to go, and it's being implemented whether you like it or not, and most of you do like it. Because we're suing people. Anyway, the question was asked, has President Trump suckered Democrats in the deep state into a trap that will enable a radical downsizing of the federal bureaucracy? If this is anywhere close to true, if Trump implements this, I swear to you, I'm going to call this man a genius. I think he's doing things that are borderline genius. See, I don't want to give him too much credit because a lot of these things that he's doing, I would have done. I would have gotten rid of bureaucracy. I would have renegotiated trade deals. It would have taken me a little longer to think about it because he was already on trade, but I would do that. I'd be looking at the dollar. You know, how are other people treating us in terms of international currency? I would be very tough on these countries that are trying to play, Tommy and Tina tough bud with us, and on and on. So there are many of the moves Trump made that I go, I think they're just common sense. Maybe I'm I'm thinking that it's too easy when it really isn't. Maybe Trump and I are just on this same level, but I think most of you are going, yeah, it makes sense to reduce taxes and get, you know, things going back, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I don't know. But I don't see any rocket science in most of it. But if this, what I'm talking about, happens, this is amazing. friend of mine, Thomas Lipson, writes, in only 5 more days of the already longest government shutdown in history, 25 days and counting, as of today, when he wrote the article, a heretofore obscure threshold will be reached, enabling permanent layoffs of bureaucrats furloughed 30 days or more. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Thomas goes on. Don't believe me that the federal bureaucrats can be laid off. Well, in bureaucraties, a layoff is called a RIF, a reduction in force. And of course it comes with a slew of civil service protections. But if the guidelines are followed, bureaucrats can be laid off, as in no more job. It's all explained by a guy named Michael Roberts. And here's what he talked about. He says, a reduction in force is a thoughtful and systematic elimination of positions. For all practical purposes, a government RIF is the same as a layoff. Organizations must stick to a predetermined criteria when sorting out what happens to each employee. They must communicate with employees how and why decisions are made. In deciding who stays and who goes, federal agencies must take 4 factors into account. This is really an interesting part of the story because you go, okay, I'm going to see if you catch it. One is tenure. How long have you been there? Okay. Number 2, veteran status, which is good. I'm glad there's a protection in there for the veterans. 3, total federal civilian military service. And 4, performance. Performance is at the end. I was going to let you catch it, but sorry. I blew it. All right. Agencies cannot use RIF procedures to fire bad employees. That was the most shocking. You can't do it. A lot of procedures must be followed, and merit performance is the last consideration. But based on the criteria above, they said employees already furloughed can be laid off or RIFed once they have been furloughed for 30 days or 22 work days. Now that's the magic number. And I'm just telling you, I think Donald Trump, and there's a catch at the end. I don't want to get to I'm not going to even do a spoiler alert because I'm not going to spoil it. But all I'm telling you is if Donald Trump has looked at this legislation to this degree and he's saying to himself, I've got some outs here that I can take, man, oh man, I got to tell you, I will be blown away. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't have gotten it because I think when Trump said he'd shut down the government, I think he was like, look, doesn't matter to me. I'll shut down the government. But something says to me he didn't do it with the idea that he knew once they hit that 30-day plateau, it would potentially allow for a RIF or, let's put it a different way, a draining of the swamp. Bum, 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 bum. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, everybody. I'm reading from an article in American Thinker written by the editor, Thomas Lipson, who is a friend of mine. And he's referencing a piece of work that I was talking about the other day that was written in the Daily Caller. And an insider to D.C. that supposedly works for the Trump administration is saying the layoff, the government shutdown, is a blessing in disguise. And I talked about it the other day. It's a blessing in disguise. Did Donald Trump try? Was he doing this intentionally, or did he do it and then kind of luck into? Well, wait a minute. You know, the government's now not active, so we can really evaluate roles. And then somebody finds this obscure little thing that says, hey, when they're gone for more than 30 days, you can do something different. Now, he goes on. As I said, very procedural, civil service, keeps an eye on it, blah, blah, blah. But following RIF procedures, they said, an employee can be terminated or moved into an available position. Now, Thomas goes on to say, this seems to be what was referenced in this remarkable essay written by an unidentified senior Trump administration published in the Daily Caller. I just referenced that same article, which vouches for its authenticity and is protecting him from adverse career circumstances should the name become known. And Thomas recommends reading the whole thing. I do too. But I wrote about it because I thought it was a very interesting article. Thomas says, the purported senior official makes makes the case that devotion to process eats up most of the time of federal bureaucrats and is used by enemies of the president's initiatives to stymie the legitimate orders issued by his senior officials. Now, I've heard this point blank from bureaucrats saying, and I, by the way, I saw this in a James O'Keefe video where the guy says, we don't care what Trump wants. We are here to thwart anything he wants to do. Now, I saw that video. I've talked to other people that are on our side inside of government who said the same thing. And then this guy writes about it. So I believe it. So he says, on average day, roughly 15% of employees around me are exceptional patriots serving their country. Wish he could give them competitive salaries and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like it, they don't do it. If they don't feel like doing what you tell them, they don't do it. He says, why would they? We can't fire them. But there are a couple of things processing that may change things. The Merit Act and a thing called the Merit Systems Protection Board. And here's a quick thing because I'm going to run out of time here. But essentially what it says is one of the most time-consuming requirements a federal manager faces with an employee is developing a performance improvement plan, which is meant to give the employee one last chance to correct his behavior. All right? And it says, it rarely has a desired effect. Only 35% of federal managers believe poor performers make a serious effort to use performance improvement period to improve. So the Merit Act cuts this requirement. The performance improvement plan is just one of many built-in delays to slow down any discipline actions to a crawl, so they need 30 days advance notice of a suspension, demotion, or termination. The Merit Act cuts that in half. Currently, employees have 30 days to appeal an adverse action to the Merit Systems Protection Board. The new deadline would be 10 days. So they have 15 days of notice to get it changed, and their deadline to file a rebuttal is 10 days. Now, they say in the federal government, firing is an easy part. Keeping them fired is where things get difficult. Federal employees can appeal any serious disciplinary action to two different agencies, the Merit Systems Protection Board and EEOC. Enlist legal expertise of a third agency, the Office of Special Counsel, and involve their union rep. The MSBP or PB Reauthorization Act would clear some of the landmines, they say. For starters, the Merit Act would sideline federal employees' unions, and so on and so forth. I'm going to have to finish this in the next segment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about Trump's shutdown trap, but I'm giving you some ideas around why it's being done and some other legislation that's coming through, the Merit Act and the Merit Systems Board Protection Reauthorization Act, that are making it easier to get rid of these employees. And I left off where I'm about to begin here. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and I'm going to get to the meat of this Trump, what he's really done here in this shutdown trap. But anyway, these guys would have now there's two ways that they can get rid of an employee, and it was based on what Trump's what Trump has been saying, because he knows federal employees just they burrow in like a tick. So he says an agency must justify an adverse action by a preponderance of evidence, meaning the balance of evidence favors their position. If the MSBP Reauthorization Act passes, an agency must only support its decision with substantial evidence, the lowest evidentiary burden in civil cases. Under the terms of this Reauthorization Act, the Merit Systems Protection Board would not be able to second-guess the severity of the punishment an agency takes against an employee. So they can say, look, you've been stealing, you've been late to work, not showing up, whatever, and this is your punishment, and they don't have to be at the subjected to this other level of scrutiny that they have. He said, under the new law, the Merit Systems Protection Board no longer has this discretion. The Merit Act would also make it much easier to get rid of new employees when agencies make a bad hire, because it's going to lengthen the probationary period from 1 year to 2 years for most federal employees. During this period, they could be fired at will. Now, let's get into the trap, because this is what was most meaningful in Robert and Tom Lifson's article. He says, most of my career colleagues actively work against the president's agenda. He spends 15% of his time on the president's agenda and 85% of his time trying to stop sabotage. This is Thomas Lifson, rather, is still talking about this article written at the Daily Caller. He says, due to the lack of funding, many federal agencies are now operating more effectively from the top down on a fraction of their workforce, with only essential personnel serving national security needs. So in other words, we're not missing them because we have the crux of these people that are still working. So now he's going to explain how when we hit this 30-day threshold, now President Trump has lots of new options. Now keep in mind, this legislation of the Merit Act and the other thing I talked about, the Reauthorization Act, they are not in place yet. They're going through Congress, but Trump's got one other thing in his up his sleeve. So he says, if this was a plan all along, it would explain why President Trump goaded Chuck and Nancy into his televised meeting with them last year, boasting he would take credit for the shutdown. And he's proven it. He's a disruptor who changes the framework of thinking on major issues by refusing to accept the givens, the assumptions of how things have always been and therefore always must be done. So, who is the senior official? I don't know, but he says, I think Stephen Miller is sort of the bold thinker who might volunteer to telegraph this strategy just 5 days before the deadline. This gives Chuck and Nancy something to think about and probably reject as unthinkable. Then they can't complain that they weren't warned once the trap is sprung. So we're talking about a mass reduction in force that the president can do. And Thomas writes, keep in mind that saboteurs cannot be identified individually in a rift, but they can be included in layoffs if they meet the criteria above in terms of seniority and service, and they must be given 60 days notice. But once they are gone, they're no longer free to obstruct using the process as their friend because they are gone. Now, Thomas goes on to say, you can expect lawsuits on every conceivable front, and I suspect the definition of furlough will be one matter of dispute. But he says, and I'm saying this too, if this has been Donald Trump's play, that he says, we've got this little nondescript thing in the federal code that circumvents the merit system pay that I was just talking about, this Merit Act, I shouldn't, not Merit System Pay, but the Merit Act, as well as the Merit System Protection Board reauthorization, which has essentially been trying to put meat into the teeth of bad employees. I mean, think about it this way. How many companies do you know where you could get away with what federal employees have gotten away with? And I'll give you an example. Federal employees have been caught downloading porn, watching it during work hours on their job when they're supposed to be working, and they can't get fired. They've been caught in I'll clean it up, but in sexual acts. They've been caught watching TV. They've been caught stealing equipment. I'm not talking about pilfering pens and pencils out of the supply cabinet. I'm talking about stealing entire computer systems, vehicles, buying boats and things like this on credit cards. And they haven't been fired. Now ask yourself, what can you get away with on your job? I've been involved with hundreds of companies as a consultant. There's not a single one I know that you could do a fraction of the things that you can get away with the government and you maintain your job, union or not. So we've got a rogue government run by rogue employees who say, I don't care. They've said it on camera. I don't care what anybody says. What are they going to do? They can't fire me. They can't even reposition them. You have 35-year-old know-it-all millennials who are setting policy because they don't even care. They don't even care what their higher-ups. I'm talking about people in government that they so-called respect. They don't even care what they say. They're looking at it as, I'm doing your bidding. You better be taking care of me. Anyway, I want to get back to this article. So essentially, what Thomas finally says is this. Such a mass RIF, reduction in force, would be a Trump version of Ronald Reagan firing the air traffic controllers when they went on an illegal strike in 1981. That was completely unexpected by his enemies, vehemently criticized, but ultimately successful. Now, these people didn't go on strike, but Congress kind of put them on strike because essentially the president said, I'm not signing any bill that funds the government. So there you go. If you don't send me an appropriations package that I like, it's going to have my border wall. I'm not signing it. Government shut down. So no matter, Trump can say I'm taking credit for it, but at the end of the day, it's really Nancy Pelosi's fault for not generating a document that the Senate can get and pass on to the president. So, I mean, I love how he's playing this. I love how he's playing it. This is, I hate to keep talking about the art of the deal because it's so obvious. I mean, that's what he's the chief negotiator. But this is truly watching the art of the deal. This is mafioso-esque, not in a bad way. I'm making you an offer you can't refuse. And when you think about it, it's okay for Trump to be mafioso because he's saying, I want to protect the citizens. I'm not asking you for that much. So if you want to talk about drawing a line in the sand with just it's a little, but it's a lot. And a little in the sense that Trump's asking for under $6 billion. $6 billion. The Democrats know that's nothing in the budget. So why don't they give it to him? See, that's a very good question to ask anybody that disputes this. Look at the budget that they gave Trump, I believe, was like $4.1 trillion with the idea that it would get knocked down to they wouldn't have a 4 in front of it. They want it knocked down to $3.9 trillion. Figure out what roughly $6 billion is to almost $4 trillion, and it's a rounding error. Ask yourself, why don't the Democrats want him to have that? It's not the money. And are they going to win on the idea of not building a wall and protecting Americans? No, they can't let him win. And so Trump knows, okay, it's a little bit of money. They have no excuse. It's a wall that most people believe in. So what am I exposing? I'm exposing them for who they are. And now he gets this little added benefit. And he goes on to say this. Among other benefits, it taught the leaders of the USSR that Ronald Reagan, he's talking about the air traffic control thing, was a man whose threats cannot be dismissed as mere rhetoric. If you think that Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un, Angela Merkel, and other foreign leaders would not draw the same conclusion from a massive reduction in force, then you're kidding yourselves. Because he's saying Trump will show yet again that he's willing to go the ultimate mile to make something like this happen. Democrats have screwed up royally here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.